ask that, answer that question with a question, which is, you know, how come we all feel so comfortable when it comes to voice, right? So if we look at our voice networks, and one of the things that I usually push back on is somehow treating cloud again as this magical special thing. If you look at the government, we already have over 4,000 systems. They're not government owned and operated. They're being operated by third parties, Lockheed, Raytheon, Boeing, Deloitte, and so forth. I think what we need to be able to do is make sure within our current construct that as we move to the cloud, we create an environment where we're becoming more secure. We're trusting and verifying, right, in terms of what are the security measures. I think there's this false sense of security right now where people feel like they signed some type of document and it's a certification and we are secure. In this new world, you're going to need to have real-time dashboards telling you what the attack vectors look like and what we're doing in terms of security controls.
Let's leave that.